USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Vice President Mike Pence saw firsthand the extreme overcrowding at federal detention centers as he visited two in Texas. Pence said afterwards what he saw was evidence of a system that is overwhelmed.
This is very tough stuff to see families that are swept up in this crisis on our southern border. But I must tell you that I couldn't be more impressed with the compassionate work that our Customs and Border Protection are doing here at this facility.
Vice President Pence said President Donald Trump sent him so the American people could see what's happening firsthand. In May, Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General wrote an internal report stating the conditions were so bad at a Texas border facility where about half the migrants in custody were sleeping outdoors and that the agents there feared possible rioting. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Facebook may be close to putting a Federal Trade Commission investigation behind it, but it faces a variety of other probes in Europe and the United States, some of which could present it with an even bigger headache. While the $5 billion fine from the FTC, which Facebook has been expecting, is by far the largest the agency has levied on a technology company, the real worry for Facebook and its investors and companies that use it to advertise are the other restrictions and the government oversight that might come with it. This goes for other investigations as well, which span the globe from the European Union, Germany, Belgium, New York, Canada, and elsewhere. Beyond the regulatory investigations, Cowen's analyst John Blackledge notes that Facebook and other big companies are now facing broader antitrust concern. Though the scope of the involvement with the FTC investigation is unclear, Facebook has confirmed that it has received questions from the FBI and the Securities and Exchange Commission over Cambridge Analytica and says it's cooperating with the inquiry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
It now could be even longer before Boeing can get its 737s back in the air. With that story, here's Robin Walensky.
It is not good news for Boeing. It appears the company facing the possibility of 737 MAX jets could be grounded until 2020 because of the time it will take to fix a software issue. Planes grounded back in March after two deadly crashes, one in Ethiopia, the other in Indonesia. 346 people killed.
The mystery of a 1983 disappearance of the 15-year-old daughter of a Vatican employee took yet another twist following evacuations at Vatican City's cemetery. The Vatican said it had discovered two sets of bones under a stone slab that will be formally opened next week. The new discovery came after the Vatican on Thursday pried open the tombs of two 19th-century German princesses in the cemetery of the Pontifical College in hopes of finding the remains of Emanuela Orlandi. Her family had received a tip that she might be buried there, but the tombs turned out to be empty. Searches continued, and Vatican spokesman Alessandro Gissati said further searches had been centered on the areas adjoining the tombs. He said investigators had located two sets of bones under a stone slab manhole. He said the area was immediately sealed off and would be opened only in the presence of forensics experts on July 20th. Her case has been one of the enduring mysteries of the Vatican, kept alive by the Italian media and a quest by her brothers to find the true answers. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.